You can't sleep.
The rain starts just after midnight. Soft at first, then steadier. It's enough to make the house feel too small, the air too close. So you slip out barefoot to the porch, blanket around your shoulders, hoping the cool will clear your head. And that's when you notice it. At first, it's just a low hum winding down the hill. Headlights smudging the mist. You think maybe it will pass by. Instead, it stops right in front of the house. A vintage sedan, long and low, angled across the narrow road like it had always belonged there. He steps out slowly. A shroud obscures his face. Fabric sliding lazily off his shoulder as he turns his gaze toward you. He leans against the hood like he isn't in a hurry, like he's been waiting. You should have stayed on the porch, should have turned back inside, locked the door, pulled the blanket tighter. Instead, your feet find the steps. Then the gravel, then the road.
There you are,
he says, his voice a velvet rasp that seems to slip beneath the skin. The car door swings open with a whisper. The muted thrum of a jazz trumpet drifts from the radio, dissolving into the storm's white noise. A scent curls through the air, lavender, edged with something darker, hungrier.
Get in.
His gloved hand gestures to the passenger seat. Not a command, but a dare.
Unless you want to stand in the rain, watching.
The door seals shut behind you, enclosing you both in warmth, in silence thick with anticipation. He slides into the driver's seat but doesn't start the engine. The car is still. His gloves flex against the wheel, leather creaking as he turns to face you. The veil shifts with his breath, revealing only the faintest suggestion of a jawline, the curve of a mouth.
Tell me,
he murmurs, slow, deliberate.
What does your body crave tonight?
His hand drifts past the gear shift, brushing your knee. A graze, measured, intentional. Your breath catches as the touch of his hand drags a shiver from your skin. His fingers retreat, leaving the air between you charged. He leans back, gloved hand sliding beneath his coat to trace his own torso. The fabric of his shirt strains under the path of his fingers, breath hitching, a stutter that might be artifice or ache. His voice dips lower.
This is what you like.
A statement, not a question.
The echo of wanting what you won't name.
The veil tilts as he studies you, the music fading to a hushed lament. Rain drums the roof, syncopated and relentless. When his glove skims the hem of your shirt, gliding over the dip of your waist, it sears like a brand. You gasp. And he withdraws, a low moan escaping him. The sound is raw, unscripted.
You could tear the veil,
he taunts, breath warm through the shroud as he leans close,
take what you desire, but you won't.
His laugh is a dark, honeyed thing.
Because the game is the denial. The way your pulse races when I...
His thumb presses into the sensitive hollow of your hip, the pressure deliberate, as if he can etch the shape of his touch into you. The storm outside holds its breath. His glove lingers, leather creaking faintly as he leans closer. The veil brushing your lips, almost a kiss, almost a threat, before he withdraws, leaving the imprint of his grip throbbing like a second heartbeat.
"Tell me, stop,"
he whispers, voice fraying at the edges.
"Tell me you'd rather your safe, ordinary life."
The windows fog, the world outside reduced to the rhythm of rain and the hush of breath between you. His chest rises and falls, the only betrayal of his own unraveling. The veil hides his face, but not his hunger. His glove lingers at the waistband of his slacks, fingers trembling, not from hesitation, but from the effort of restraint. The veil clings to his lips, translucent now with dampness, betraying the sharp intake of air as your gaze traces the path of his touch.
"Look,"
he urges, voice rough with something unspoken. His free hand slides down his torso, slow, measured. Leather strains against muscle. The car seat groans beneath him, a chorus to his ruin.
"Look at what you've done."
And you do. You watch the way his spine arches, the way his shirt strains against the taut planes of his abdomen. You watch the glide of his gloved hand, the agonizing slowness with which he undoes a second button, then a third. His breath deepens as his fingers splay over his sternum, as if trying to contain the heartbeat thrashing beneath.
"Your mouth,"
he rasps, thumb dragging over his lower lip again, the veil snagging on the gesture.
"Here."
His other hand abandons the steering wheel, glove sliding down his torso, to hook a finger into his waistband. A low, fractured sound escapes him, half laugh, half plea.
"Your teeth, here."
He tugs the fabric down just enough to reveal the sharp cut of his hip bone, the trail of hair coaxing your eyes lower. His glove lingers there, trembling, as if daring you to reach out, to claim, to ruin. The storm crescendos, rain hammering the car's roof like a thousand frantic fingertips. The music dissolves into static. His chest heaves, sweat painting the veil to his skin, rendering it a second flesh. You can see the outline of his parted lips now, the flutter of his pulse at his throat.
"Go on,"
he whispers, voice stripped raw.
"Do what you've always wanted."
His gloved fingers close around your wrist, guiding your hand to the veil. The fabric is damp, warm with his breath, alive. Beneath it, his jaw tightens.
"Take it,"
he hisses, the words of fevered incantation.
"Take it and see what you've made of me."
But you pause. The power is in the pause. In the space between surrender and conquest, between veil and skin. His breath stutters, his grip tightening, not to stop you, but to steady himself. The car becomes a cathedral of static and rain. His desperation, it's him. When your thumb finally brushes the edge of the veil, he gasps a broken, wounded sound, and his head falls back against the seat, baring his throat.
Please.
He breathes, the word a confession torn from the marrow.
Please, little ghost.
You obey. Not with submission, but with a slow, deliberate curl of your fingers into the sweat, damp silk of his shroud. You pull. He resists for a heartbeat, a predator's instinct, before surrendering, letting you drag him across the console and into the back seat. The maneuver is clumsy, feverish, his gloves scrambling for purchase as you tumble backward onto the leather. For a moment, he hovers above you, chest heaving, veil askew, but still clinging to his face. The storm's pallid light fractures through the fogged windows, etching his silhouette in silver and shadow.
"Look what you've done,"
he rasps, voice trembling with something like awe, his grip tight on the veil where your fingers still hold it.
"Dragged a monster into your bed."
The world narrows. To the rasp of leather as his knees bracket your hips, to the hitch of his breath when your free hand slides up his thigh, to the scent of lavender and storm-charged air, and then stillness. For a heartbeat, there is only the rasp of his gloves tightening against the seat, the faint tremor in his breath as he fights to reclaim the illusion of control. The veil shifts with his exhale, clinging to the angles of his face like a mourner's shroud. When he speaks, his voice is lower, quieter.
"You see what you do to me?"
he murmurs, gloved thumb grazing your cheekbone. His laugh is a dark, fragile thing.
"Reduced to a trembling novice at my own altar."
Deliberately, he drags his touch down your throat, pausing at the hollow, a priest hesitating before the sacrament. His breath steadies, his gloves flex, leather creaking like a vow. Then he begins. His gloves map your body like a cartographer charting sacred ground. Slow, reverent, ruinous.
"This,"
he murmurs, fingers skimming the hollow of your throat. His thumb presses just enough to make your breath catch.
"The spark. The almost."
His voice is liturgy, his touch communion. He traces your collarbone, the path a slow burn.
"The crescendo."
He breathes, gloved fingers climbing up your shirt to trace over the arch of your ribs. His own breath fractures as your back arches, a silent plea.
"The ache. The not yet."
When his hand slips lower past your waistband, the leather is a shock of cold against fevered skin. You gasp. He stops, his veil brushing your cheek as he leans close.
"This,"
he whispers, voice stripped to raw sinew,
"is the yes."
His palm presses firm, unyielding, Then your hips jerk involuntarily.
Then now.
He holds you there, suspended between his touch and his restraint. The leather a brand, the pressure a promise. His breath mingles with yours through the veil, damp and desperate.
Do you feel it?
The storm screams. The car shudders. His glove remains motionless, a torturer's mercy. When you rock against his hand, he groans, a sound that's half prayer, half profanity, and his forehead drops to yours. The veil clings, a damp second skin.
God,
he chokes.
You'd let me ruin you, wouldn't you?
His hips roll against you in a slow, desperate rhythm.
Let me make you a temple of almost and never.
His hands tighten, not to hold you still, but to hold himself back.
But that's not what you want. You want.
He tears his hand away abruptly, leaving you hollow.
This.
His glove fists the veil, the fabric straining, but he doesn't pull it free. Instead, he drags it down just enough to press his mouth to yours through the gauze. A kiss that's all heat and no skin, all want and no release. Your teeth graze his lower lip. He shudders, a wounded sound escaping him as he tears back.
Almost,
he gasps, voice breaking.
Always, almost.
The car fills with the sound of his ragged breath. His gloves tremble as they brace against the seat. His forehead pressed to yours, the veil damp and clinging. For a moment, he says nothing, only breathes, labored, fractured, as if the act itself is a rebellion. When he finally speaks, his voice is stripped to raw silk.
Do you know what this does to me?
He whispers, gloved thumb tracing your jaw.
The star for something I've already tasted.
His hips shift, grinding against you in a slow, deliberate roll that draws a groan from both your throats.
To crave the pressure of your bite.
His hand slides to the back of your neck, grip tightening.
The dick of your nails.
His other hand drags down his own chest, shirt tearing under his claws.
The sound you'll make when I finally...
He chokes off, head dropping to your shoulder. The veil rasps against your skin as he laughs, a broken sound.
Look at me.
He snarls, though he doesn't lift his head.
Reduced to begging in the backseat of this godforsaken car.
You tilt his chin up. Through the sweat-soaked fabric, you see it. The flicker of fear beneath the hunger. The terror of being known. And he sees it too. Your face reflects back at him like a mirror, held to a shadow. No pity, no triumph, only a recognition as old as the first breath taken. The realization that you see him, not the myth, not the monster, but the man, unravels him. He flinches as if burned, a ragged gasp tearing free. For a heartbeat, he is nothing but raw nerve and unmasked want, his composure crumbling like ash.
Take it,
he rasps, voice splintering. His gloved hand fists in yours, dragging it to the fabric.
Take the veil.
Rain streaks the windows, distorting the world beyond into a watercolor smear. His chest heaves, sweat painting the cloth to his skin like a death mask. You can see the shape of him now. The arch of his brows, the cruel curve of his smile, the desperation in the set of his jaw. But the veil holds. Always the veil. Your thumb brushes the edge of his shroud, hinting at how your fingers long to grasp, to pull, then retreats. His breath stops. "Cruel," he whispers, hovering over you again. His hips roll, slower now, surrendering to the rhythm of your restraint. His gloved hands trail up your thighs until his fingers hook into the waistband of your clothes, tugging. A question. His hands work you with torturous precision, each stroke a psalm, each gasp a vow.
"You'll haunt me long after the storm ends, long after you're gone."
The storm crests, thunder is shaking the car. He collapses against you, his gloves framing your face, his breath ragged through the veil. His hand finds your throat, not to squeeze, but to feel your pulse gallop against his palm.
"Finish it,"
he begs, voice stripped to raw sinew.
"Finish me."
For a heartbeat, you consider it. To tear the veil would be to cross a threshold, not just of flesh, but of some deeper, older silence. The static hum of the radio becomes a chorus of whispers. His gloves tremble with recognition. He is both ferryman and flood, the hand that guides and the current that drowns. You feel the pull of it. The sweet surrender to the undertow. But then, your thumb brushes the veil's edge, damp with his desperation, and you understand. This is the last sacrament, the final knot. To unmask him would be to dissolve the ache. It would mean silence where there was song, an answer where there should only be a question. And you don't. You trace the fabric instead, fingertips skimming the line between shadow and skin. His entire body trembles, a bridge between worlds, buckling under his own weight.
"Why?"
he demands, raw and broken. The storm dies suddenly, leaving only the echo of rain and the static of the dead radio. You press your lips to the veil where his pulse thrums.
"Because,"
you whisper,
"he almost did everything